Hey, where are you going?
I gotta get home.
America, it's time to come home.
It's time to come home.
By bringing common sense back into the nonsense. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where America comes home.
Get on home.
Down this dirt road, you're gonna find determination and grit, opinions that matter, and a big ol' helping of good discernment. And now, the woman that wishes the D.C. occupiers would stop making her use her mom voice.
Do not make me come down there.
Here's your host and the voice of common sense, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You better hang on because today's show is going to go super, super fast because we're going to have a lot of fun. And when we do that, we cover a lot of information. It is fun, but at the same time, it's serious stuff. And we have Mindy Patterson. She'll be on with me here in just a little bit. And I'm going to get straight to our time with the Lord. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, O most gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you as a body of believers across this great nation, standing together, praising you for the great and loving God, Father, Creator, Savior that you are. Thank you. And Father, we do beg for forgiveness for our individual sins, for our sins as a nation. Help us, Father, to rise above this, not for us, but for you, for your kingdom. I beg for your protection, Father, for Peter Navarro, who is imprisoned, for President Donald J. Trump, who is just constantly being persecuted and prosecuted and hit from every level. Father, I pray for all those who are held hostages around the world, but especially in Israel. And for President Trump, those who are around him, counseling him. And Father, for our Jewish Americans, for all Americans, as we witness these protests and things that are going on across this land, Father, save us from our own stupidity. Help us, Father, all those who are fighting so hard to restore liberty, to restore you, to bring America home. Protect us, guide us. May we all have a hunger and thirst for your word and your righteousness. For all these things, and for such a time as this, I believe you have placed me and Mindy and each one who is listening. I believe you have placed us in a special place, and you are calling us to action. For such a time as this, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Outside agitators. That's what Mayor Adams said. He could be Mary, I don't know. He said this morning, or yesterday, it was yesterday, that these protests that are going on, they have outside agitators bringing them in, causing them trouble, causing all kinds of pain. So, outside agitators. I want to talk about that for a little bit. Criminal conduct reimagined. Think about that. Is it being reimagined? Perhaps the Democrat Party has reimagined peaceful. If it's a citizen rallying with a USA flag in his deemed domestic terror. But if it's George Floyd protesters burning buildings, killing cops, trying to overtake a federal building, or actually capturing a city and not allowing business as usual there, raping and murdering into the night, it is peaceful. You know, Pelosi said people will do what people will do. And if it is college protesters who are an absolute group of non-thinkers, not individual, but group thinkers, totally unable to logic with any common sense, chanting murderous slogans, not allowing their Jewish friends, their Jewish students, I guess they're no longer friends, to go to class, making a complete mess and a complete mockery of the nation's educational system, well, it's peaceful. In fact, it has now trickled down into high schools. Did you know that, Rudy? High school students are doing this. Even Hamas protesters blocking bridges and traffic, they are imagined to be peaceful. Are we in America afraid to discipline? When I see all these things young people and others are doing, I can't help but wonder, particularly about these college students, I can't help but wonder a few things. Number one, how many of these students are visa students, outside agitators, those who are simple-minded, are easily swayed by lies? They're vulnerable, they're gullible, and you know, it's out of class, so they're having a good time. I think they are actually making a difference. They think they are actually making a difference when they are actually making things worse. And number two, where are their parents? Did any of these students ever experience something called discipline? Were any of them ever sent to their room to think about what they have done with their bad behavior and they couldn't come out until they could apologize? Did they ever have one chore or responsibility in the home? Number three, why doesn't the school, the university, expel them, fine them heavily? Parents might notice then and put a stop to this idiocy that they call protests peaceful. And number four, it isn't peaceful if you have to tell a group of students in the school that the school is no longer safe for them and they must stay home and succumb to virtual classes. They, the school, in my opinion, I hope some of these parents are listening, owe each of these Jewish students a refund, a free education. The protesters and their families should cover it all. They should pay the tuition and the expenses for these other students. They will not allow to go to class peacefully. And number five, who's funding these college students? Matching tents? Seriously? Yeah, let's talk about outside agitators. For years, Americans have been experiencing the pain, the abuse. And we're going to call them outside agitators, radicals, the climate change agenda, the greeny weenies, as Derry Brownfield used to say, the radical environmentalists, the radical animal rights groups, say HSUs, ASPCA, PETA, PETA. There are many more. I don't even know all of them. We've talked about how farmers and ranchers, dog breeders, horse breeders, the horse and carriage industry, the zoos, it goes on and on and on. They're all constantly being hit by outside agitators. It's nothing new. They disrupt. They cause pain. They destroy livelihoods. They destroy lives. They take property. They are violent to the point of life, spiking trees and other acts that harm and kill. While I agree these protesters all over America right now are being prodded by outside agitators, rural America has been feeling the pain and sting and the thieving of liberty by radical outside agitators for years. Radicals, outsiders, they will do anything. They will lie, they will plot, they will set up, they will steal, they will kill, they will poison, they will frame up a situation. They have no authority, yet they continue to inflict great pain upon their chosen victims. Outside agitators. And with that, and almost time for the commercial break, we're going to go to Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. Mindy, outside agitators are nothing new, are they?
Not at all.
That's exactly what I thought when Adam said outside agitators. And I'm thinking, we've been dealing with that for a long time, haven't we?
Yes, outside. It's been an endless onslaught.
I know, and well, we'll talk about that when we come back, because you just constantly are dealing with that with the Cavalry Group. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, outside agitators. Maybe we ought to agitate a little bit back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group, and we will be right back.
Thank you.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer's and George Soros promised to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on.
Hear ye, hear ye. Read all about it. The American Crisis Continues. In her new book, The American Crisis Continues, Beth Ann elaborates on the crises America faces today. Invasion at the border. Insurrections. Lawlessness. Climate change. And the cry for democracy. These are the times that try men's souls. Thomas Paine's words continue to speak to Americans today. We the people once again find ourselves under tyranny. In The American Crisis Continues, you'll glean wisdom from our founding fathers and an understanding why belief in Creator God is the foundation of this nation. Liberty is always in the hands of the people, but first, it must be a longing and a lust within their hearts. The American Crisis Continues is a must-read. Order your copy today at csctalkradio.com. or Amazon.com.
Tickle there all of a sudden. Outside agitators is what we're talking about, and Mindy has been dealing with that for a long time. I wanted to make two other comments. We're not going to stay there, but this is an outside agitator as well, and that is George Soros. Now, we know that he is funding a lot of these things that are happening. We know that he has funded politicians in areas to get his prosecutors, people that will defy the law. Basically, they will defy the law. And he's also, and this is for all my listeners, and Mindy, we all need to be praying about this, but MRC, which is Media Research Center, and the president there, Brent Basel, they're going to try and fight this, and they have filed a petition with the Federal Communications Commission. George Soros is trying to buy up Odyssey, which is a network of radio network. He wants to, you know, it has been my dream for a long time to get on all these rural, these little bitty rural stations, and it just, I just haven't been able to get her done because I think that's the answer. I really think that's the answer. I think small town USA is the answer to bringing America home. But he is an outside agitator, and these people down in, well, it's really all over the country now, but Arizona, the rancher that's being tried for murder there with an outside agitator was an illegal alien coming on his property. Outside agitators. Let's talk about that a little bit. Mindy?
Well, you know, I admire lawmakers that are willing to stand up to enemies, certainly foreign and domestic. Our domestic enemies are many. And it's very deceptive because oftentimes people think that because they have a great sounding name for their organization and it sounds like they really care about whatever their cause may be, oftentimes these names hide their true intentions or the mission of the company. So
absolutely.
So we deal with primarily anti-private property groups that are masquerading as people who care about animals, but really they don't care about animals. They raise money on the back of pretending to care about animals. So the animal rights movement is a very deceptive agenda with very deceptive names. I mean, you know, Humane Society of the United States sounds like a great organization, but they have very nefarious intentions for farmers and ranchers and the pet industry.
And putting United States on there makes people think that it has something to do with our established government.
Exactly.
It's an outside agitator.
Some people think, even legislators believe, that they're a regulatory agency, and they're nothing of the kind. They're an NGO, non-governmental organization, that does pretty much nothing but raise money. And they have millions and millions of dollars, very deep pockets, as does ASPCA and PETA and, oh gosh, I mean, the list is long. There's a lot of splinter groups in every state that have state organizations with ties to these larger animal rights organizations. It's crazy. And we're always pushing back against these organizations and pulling back the veil. But the problem is a lot of lawmakers don't want to look like, if they don't support some of these policies that these animal rights groups are pushing, that they'll come across as, oh, well, you know, we support animal abuse. But nothing could be further from the truth. That's really our Achilles heel. These lawmakers are always seeking votes and money, and so they want to be reelected. So they think that it's a good campaign strategy to support these animal rights groups. And really what they're doing is, you know, they may be appeasing these animal rights groups on the surface, but deep down they're really punishing landowners, farmers, ranchers, people who grow and raise our food, people who raise animals for the pet industry. And, you know, I've been saying this on your show now for about 14 years, believe it or not.
Yeah. I know.
and it's just gotten worse. I mean, people are drinking the Kool-Aid, and I'm sitting here today, and I've been thinking a lot about this lately because, you know, I've been thinking, why have things gotten worse instead of better? And honestly, it's because of our policymakers, our legislators, have continued to be weak. You know, we elect them to do a job and represent us. I never dreamt in a million years when we started the Cavalry Group that we would be in a place where our lawmakers aren't representing the people. I mean, it's become the norm instead of the exception these days. And so when we are fighting back against all of these bad policies that these animal rights groups are pushing legislatively, it's exhausting because you have these lawmakers that collaborate with the enemy. And I really admire these legislators, local, state, and federal, who are willing to stand up to the boogeyman and say, don't buy into this group. They're doing things to hurt our country. You know, every piece of legislation that these animal rights groups put forth, by the way, incrementally destroy due process. You know, you may think it's about better welfare for animals, but they're eroding due process by writing into each piece of legislation, you know, not having to have probable cause to get a warrant, or not having to have a witnessed affidavit, or, you know, they're literally writing this. In fact, there was a bill in Arizona this year that allowed search and seizure on someone's property to seize their animals without a warrant at all, a complete violation of due process. And it's just gotten out of control.
And property rights.
And property rights.
And And that's what we're going to talk about. And we really want you to concentrate on that whenever we have our seminar, our conference in September. But, you know, this really has nothing to do with the animal rights groups, but because I know you go up there and fight, but the American people around, unless they're actually involved in it, they haven't got a clue that this is happening. They have not got a clue. They see those sad little commercials by HSUS and the ASPCA who have tons of money. And those commercials are lies. Are there people who abuse? Yes, they are. But not the ones who are in it for a living a real living. Because they have to undergo inspections and they have to stay on the up and up.
Yeah.
But this is just kind of what you said. This is, I don't know who Michael Knowles is. He has his own show. But this is a comment from him. Americans, this is like a conversation. Americans, hey, Congress, it would be great if you could fix the economy and close the border and take care of the fentanyl epidemic. House of Representatives say, I'm sorry, but the best we can do is ban TikTok. And that's kind of the treatment we get up there in D.C. and even in our state houses.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
We're too busy doing this over here to take care of anything over there that'll make your life better.
Yes. Well, the left has expanded their power by controlling our schools, the media, even trial lawyers, the bureaucracies, the courts, lobbyists at the state and federal levels. I mean, you've said it many times, Beth Ann, they share a vision of a secular socialist America, and we're living at a time today when government dominates the people instead of representing them. They're not representing us. They're not even listening. They don't seem to
even
care.
Not even close. This last bill, and I don't have all that in here with me. I shared it yesterday. But this, oh, here it is. Yeah, I do. I have this last bill. I have it here. When they went ahead and voted to throw more billions of dollars to Ukraine, a little bit to Israel, and a whole lot to the greenie weenies, I'm sure. But just Missouri, you know, we have 8 representatives. 3 of them voted nay. 3 of them voted yes. 2 of them were cowards and didn't vote at all. And that was Jason Smith and Blaine Lukemeyer. And I think you know both of them. And there was 21 out of Congress that didn't vote. Didn't vote at all. That's what they care about the American people. That's what they care. They don't care at all. And it's just even the ones who know of this corruption with the Ukraine and the Bidens, the ones on that committee, not all of them, but certain ones, Jim Jordan was one, they voted to give more money to Ukraine. Shouldn't it stop until we figure out what's actually happening? And shouldn't it be accounted for? But nothing is accounted for. Even in rural America here, when we are under attack by these NGOs, these outside agitators, we can't seem to get a listening ear to help. And I want you to tell about what's going on now in Texas and how you're dealing with some of the it's a horse and carriage group and some of the outside agitators in that one. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Mindy Patterson with the Cavalry Group. It's thecavalrygroup.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immuno 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You've had a battle going on. I'm going to call it what it is, a battle. There in San Antonio, Texas, with the horse and carriage industry. What's been going on there, and how are we with that?
Well, first of all, I can't believe this is happening in Texas, of all places.
I know, right?
But unfortunately, Texas has gone woke in some of its major cities. And this is the formula that the leftists have been doing all over the country. This is why, this is the perfect example as to why the Electoral College is so important and that we keep it intact, because the cities are outweighing the rural vote. And in a state like Texas, this huge state that has been the stronghold for our Western way of life and property values and ranching and farming, I mean, Texas is just, like I said, it's been the stronghold to protect these American ideals and way of life. And cities like Houston, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, they have been growing increasingly progressive and left. And it is just nuts what's going on. So in specifically in Dallas and San Antonio, these animal rights groups have come into the state of Texas from out of state, Specifically, a gal by the name of Jody Whitaker from Chicago has started a anti-carriage group, national anti-carriage group that is starting in Texas, wanting to ban horse-drawn carriages city by city. And they almost succeeded last year in San Antonio, but the Texas legislature was also working to pass a version of our Working Animal Protection Act. It was expanded to include all small businesses. So it basically says that local municipalities, cities, county commissioners, local political subdivisions cannot outright ban a lawful business. And the reason that the Texas legislature has promoted this legislation and got it passed, by the way, handily, it was passed overwhelmingly in the legislature, was to prevent the state of Texas from turning blue. All these Californians moving from California and other progressive states to Texas to do the same thing to Texas that they did to California. And so they did this to prevent the banning of gas-powered lawnmowers and vehicles and ban dry cleaning, rodeo, and horse-drawn carriages, etc., etc. The list goes on. And destroying property values along with it and turning it into a third-world country, which is what California has been doing. So the bill passed, and so if San Antonio we headed San Antonio off at the pass a year ago, right about this time, when they were getting ready to ban horse-drawn carriages, and this bill passed in the state legislature preventing them from doing so. Well, you would think that that would be the end of that. But these cities tried to sue the state to block the Regulatory Consistency Act and failed because it was appealed. You know, all of these progressive cities sued in some very liberal court, and it was overturned. So the law stands. It is against the law for, and it doesn't take any way for the local municipalities to govern themselves. It just says they can't outright ban lawful businesses. And so today, it's sort of like the law be damned, and they're going to push through a ban on horse-drawn carriages in Dallas and in San Antonio. And that's where we are today. And these poor business owners who run horse-drawn carriage companies, which, by the way, there is tremendous demand in both Dallas and San Antonio. San Antonio, people love, the tourists always take a carriage ride after seeing, you know, the Alamo attraction, yes. And then they'll take a carriage ride through the Riverwalk. San Antonio is a beautiful city. And same with Dallas, especially at Christmas time. Families, it's a wholesome activity to do with your family. Well, now the carriage people, the groups, the animal rights groups opposing horse-drawn carriages are now saying, hey, we're not going to ban your business, guys. We're just going to replace them with electric vehicles. Nobody's going to go on a, you know, when you're touring a new place and take a ride in an electric vehicle. Why would anybody do that? But they're acting like, no, we're not banning your business. We're just going to replace the horse.
Business.
Well, we've already done that. It's called a car. You know?
It is called a car. So let's look about the electric vehicles, because the electric vehicles, talking about the batteries and the lithium and all this and that.
Oh, yeah.
All those come, if you go electric, then San Antonio and Dallas, whoever this is, they are celebrating and supporting China.
Yes.
If we stay with the horses, there isn't anything more all-American and Texan than a horse.
Amen.
And these horses are well cared for. What would happen to these poor horses
well,
if they get put out to pasture, so to speak?
If they don't have a job, how do you feed them?
You can't.
You know, they have a very unsure future. And that's the sad part of this, because the animal rights ideology has painted this false impression that these horses aren't capable or don't like pulling carriages, and nothing could be further from the truth. These are working horses. They're bred to do this. This is what they do.
And they love it.
And they love it.
They interact with the people. They love it. I've watched the videos of them and stuff. It's just awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
They're just beautiful animals. I was talking to somebody the other day about in Europe, and I'm not advocating this, folks. I'm talking about the difference between how we view a horse here in America and how other nations view a horse. They eat the horse.
Yes.
It's high protein, good meat, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But in America, we look down on that because we see these horses as family. We see these horses as America. And for these, especially in Texas, for them to want to move out the horses and bring in the electric vehicles, an electric carriage, that can't be that great. It just really can't be that great.
No, it's a terrible, and you know, these electric vehicles that they're trying to design to mimic a horseless, horse-drawn carriage, it's really, I find it insulting.
Are they AI horses? Is that what they are?
Yes. Well, that wouldn't surprise me. I'm sure that's coming. But, you know, the horse-drawn carriages are just perfect for, you know, a tourist attraction. They bring a lot of charm and elegance and a sense of history and interaction between the horse and the passenger. If all that goes away, as you mentioned too, the jobs for the horses will go away too. Mm-hmm. And then, as you said, the lithium batteries are, China. You know, collaborating with China, not to mention the fact they're inefficient.
Yes.
And just a terrible thing to be promoting.
They might need a horse to pull them off the road when they run down.
Exactly. Well, it's also my understanding that the power grid is already touchy in the state
yes.
of Texas. So
yes,
why would you implement more electric vehicles at a time when all of this is a joke? It just has to be a bad joke. But that's what we're facing right now. And these animal rights people are very well-funded, very aggressive. These out-of-state animal rights groups have been literally parking themselves in Dallas City Council. Every time they have a meeting, these people are there.
Out-of-state radicals.
Yep.
Outside agitators.
Yes.
That's what they are. We've been dealing with them for a long time, Mayor Adams.
Yep.
We know all about it, and we need to put a stop to it. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Mindy Patterson. Like I said, it's the fastest hour of the day. We're heading into our final segment already.
Oh, my goodness.
Stay tuned. There's more. We'll be right back.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Mike Lindell and MyPillow are launching the MyPillow 2.0. When Mike invented MyPillow, it had everything you could ever want in a pillow. Now, nearly 20 years later, he discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjusted fill of the original MyPillow, and now with the brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread, the MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Best yet, it's BOGO. Buy one, get one free. MyPillow.com. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Podcast Square. Use the promo code BethAnn or just give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. That's 1-800-978-6168. Promo code BethAnn.
Are you satisfied with the benefit you get from expensive nutritional supplements that contain less than 12 minerals? You can't get much help from 8 or 10 minerals if your body needs 60 minerals every day. The nutritional product Immuno 150 is an incredible supplement that contains 70 plant-derived colloidal minerals plus 80 additional nutrients. This whole month's supply of 150 incredible ingredients is available for $59.95. Immuno 150's base of 70 minerals is what accounts for its unbelievable 95% reorder rate. The average person notices a tremendous difference within 4 or 5 weeks. Now check it out by visiting the website immuno150.com. That's immuno150.com or call toll-free 888-316-2224. That's 888-316-2224.
At CSC Talk Radio, there's always more to say than can fit into the show's 4 segments. But did you know there's a 5th segment? Several times a week, Beth Ann publishes Beyond the Microphone, the 5th segment. And you can get each publication delivered directly to your email for free. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com and enter your email address to subscribe. Additionally, when you subscribe, you'll be given the opportunity to support the show with a monthly or yearly contribution. You choose. New supporters are always welcome, but you can always subscribe for free. In addition to getting the newest issue delivered to your inbox, you can browse through 100-plus articles on a variety of topics. Just go to BethAnnCSCTalkRadio.substack.com to subscribe today and dive deeper into the important topics that bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. You can go to thecavalrygroup.com. Or NewTerritoryMedia.com. She also takes care of that little news outlet as well. Outside agitators. You know, there was a day, and I don't blame them, but they were complaining about the horse poo on the streets. And so we had to contain the horse poo. So you and I both know they have a bag.
Yeah.
Like a diaper. They have a bag. It catches the poo so it doesn't fall on the streets. But then we see all these cities with our homeless, with all kinds of human fecal matter on the ground, and nobody does anything about that. But it just seems like we have gone nuts in this country. They were talking last night about, remember going to the malls and how young people would meet at the malls, and that's kind of where they did their interaction, and they're not doing that anymore, not as much anyway, because they have these crazy phones. We're all on these phones texting and carrying on, and we're losing that personal touch. And I think that's kind of the way with this horse carriage industry. It's a personal touch.
It is.
It's a historic touch. And maybe that's what they hate so much. America touching our past just a little bit to ride in this horse-drawn carriage. And I don't want to see it go away.
That is such a great point. I love that. Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing. These are people who hate America that are wanting to dismantle our country and our Western way of life, our Western heritage.
Amen.
Animals have been the cornerstone since our founding. I mean, regardless of what business, you know, farming, ranching, you know, raising animals for the pet industry, horse-drawn carriages, rodeo. I mean, we could go on and on. And
the zoos, which is an educational thing for children.
Yes.
You know, you're not everybody gets to go to Africa or someplace else where you see these animals, and mm-hmm. and you know, they want to take it all away.
They are. They're doing it incrementally, and like you said, most people will not even notice
until they try to go
to the zoo or go to the fair. They're literally legislatively banning animal exhibition at state and county fairs.
Really?
Yes.
No hog prizes? For no prize hogs? No prize deers or anything anymore?
Yeah, people don't go to the fair just for the funnel cakes. I mean, they go for the animals. That's why we started fairs hundreds of years ago anyway.
It's rural America.
Yes.
That is who we are. No
who
wonder
we are.
They want to take it away. I have had this dream for a long time to cover each one of these state fairs, have them on the air, and talk about these state fairs, because where's the big butter cow? What state is that? Is that Iowa? The big butter cow they've got?
Wisconsin?
Yeah, maybe it is Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they bring that cow out every year. They have this big cow. It's made of butter. And we found out that butter is really good for us.
Exactly.
Know, government told us it wasn't, but it really is good for us. It's just crazy what's
the
going on.
The left wants to use government power to change who we are and
yes.
how we think, even. You know, from our food producers today, they face a dire threat of being banished under these false narratives of things like climate change or cruelty or whatever it may be. They'll do... It's the end justifies the means, which is a communist platform, and they are using the end justifies the means. They will lie about everything to achieve their goal. And, you know, the American people know that something is wrong, and they are starting to wake up and push back against this. But the most important thing is we've talked about every single show that I've been on is how important election integrity is. We should be able to have the ability to vote bad people out of office. And if we can't do that, we're in big trouble.
We're in huge trouble. You know, when I was thinking about the horse and carriage industry and how we have a touch of our past,
mm-hmm.
you know, when we step into those carriages or onto a horse, you know, it steps into the past. Only America has the American cowboy. Only America. And if you haven't seen this movie, it's Monty Walsh. He's like the last of the breed. It's the dying breed of the cowboy. And it's Tom Selleck, so it's not hard to watch. And he is kind of the last of the breed. And in that movie, they showed the gas carriage or the electric carriage that they had. It was gas carriage, I believe, the drawn beep, beep, you know, scared the horse. And it's, you see in that these two cultures are these two times in history. Let's put it that way. It's the same culture. But we lost that touch of the American cowboy. And I think we need to bring the cowboy back. I think we seriously need to bring the cowboy back. And if anybody should be doing that, it's Texas.
Yeah.
But anyway, I suggest you watch Monty Walsh. And maybe cry a little bit about the dying cowboys that time.
Yeah, no, I love that. Love that show.
It's just great.
Well, the good news about Texas is that the Regulatory Consistency Act is in place preventing local municipalities from banning these businesses. The bad guys are going to try to wiggle their way into some other agenda saying that they're replacing them, not destroying the businesses with electric vehicles. But all of this is being very carefully monitored by Ken Paxton, the Attorney General, and Governor Abbott, and other legislators that worked very hard to get that bill through the legislature last year that care about these businesses and our American way of life, our Western heritage. And like you said, of all places, Texas.
Texas,
this,
seriously.
If they pull this off in Texas, the rest of the country is in big trouble because
yes,
Texas,
are.
As I said, has been a stronghold for conservative values, but also for agriculture and our Western way of life and heritage through horses and rodeo and all these other things and horse-drawn carriages that we cherish and love as part of our American way of life. And if they pull it off in Texas, it's going to be a very dark day.
I think they made a mistake. With their last governor election, I think they should have brought in retired Colonel Alan West.
Yeah.
I don't think that Abbott's done that great a job. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
I think he could have reacted a lot faster on the border.
Yeah.
And I think, he, you know, when they lost their power down there, You remember that a couple years ago?
Oh, definitely.
That was his fault. That was his and his legislator's fault.
Yeah.
And the ranchers were not happy with him.
And rightly so.
And rightly so. But and I guess that's water under the bridge because he's the governor now. But Americans and Texans, Texans are Americans. You need to stand up and fight these. We've been fighting it in New York. We've been fighting it in Kansas City. We've been fighting it in Chicago. Now we're fighting it in Texas, of all places, for the horse and carriage industry. The horses they hate. They hate America. Mindy, thank you for all that you do. We'll keep praying and we'll keep talking about this and try to bring it to the forefront so all Americans know it's time. This is the only way we're going to do it, to stand together. We have got to stand with the Cavalry Group. We've got to stand with these organizations that are fighting for you, fighting for America. Mindy has been fighting a long time, haven't you, Mindy? And it's time.
Thank you.
It's time. God bless you. It's time for all of us to work together to bring America home.
Home.
Looking for someone to educate and encourage your group? Invite Beth Ann and her Bring America Home message to your community or event. Call 573-796-2166 or email rudys@csctalkradio.com to invite Beth Ann to speak at your next event. Beth Ann has been behind the microphone for almost 30 years fighting to bring America home. She brings her unique perspective, drawing from her many life experiences and her love for God and country. As a young girl, her family moved from the big city to a small rural community where she would grow up, marry her husband, and together raise five sons. Along the way, she worked in factories, retail, sales, and medical clinic, and now lights up the airwaves on CSE Talk Radio. As the D.C. occupiers continue to drive our society into socialism and anarchy, the message to bring America home grows more crucial by the day. Beth Ann brings that message with contagious passion wherever she speaks. Schedule Beth Ann to speak to your group today by calling 573-796-2166.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray? For such a time as this, Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.